The Albany Stratton VA Medical Center has opened a new simulation and learning center. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. Yay! The lab at Building 67 is the product of 7 months of work. With several task trainers and five mannequins of ranging fidelity, Medical Center Director Darlene Delancey says the lab helps the VA achieve its objectives as a high reliability organization.
When I look at this, it is really helping our efforts and to lead our efforts in providing the appropriate health care needed. And what it does, it maximizes our safety, it minimizes our harm, and delivering exceptional care. And it helps us to become a learning organization.
Hello!
The star of the show is SimMan 3G, a programmable, high-fidelity mannequin with realistic heart, lung, and bowel sounds, as well as a traceable pulse. As clinical educator Carol Noriega demonstrates, SimMan can walk students through scenarios from blood pressure and IV training to CPR and injections.
Uh-oh. What's happening? My oxygen saturation level is dropping. You see the value changing on the patient monitor? Look at my mouth. I'm becoming cyanotic. And I'm also breathing faster. When this happens, I hope you'll take quick action to save me.
When SimMan says he's cyanotic, he's not kidding. He really does turn blue to simulate a lack of oxygen in the body. Noriega says SimMan has a wide range of physiological and neurological responses to the care he receives. She says SimMan can sweat, gasp for air, cough, and respond to more than 145 drugs. And while Noriega admits these reactions can catch students off guard, they ultimately give students a realistic experience in a safe space. With a two-way mirror in the lab, Noriega can observe students from another room and communicate via SimMan's speaker system.
And what's unique about that is as the learner is experiencing the scenario, I'm able to make changes back here without them seeing that I make a change, so they can't anticipate seeing something happen.
Noriega says the entire simulation and learning center, SimMan and all, came together with a $5,000 budget. Considering some hospital beds alone cost that much, designated learning officer Patricia Muster says the team had to be creative.
And so what we did was we looked around the hospital to see what kind of extra equipment was available. And there's also something called an extra equipment list. So for example, the beds that we got, they were available somewhere within the VA system, so all we had to pay was for the freight to ship them here.
Noriega says she plans to research grants to develop the lab even further. Of course, the center will largely be used by VA staff, but Muster says she'd like to get the larger community involved too. Noriega says the lab is designed to train anyone caring for veterans.
Anywhere from housekeeping, they can come in here and learn how to clean a bed with a patient in it. Even learn how to clean a room, a terminal clean, because it's different than just standard housekeeping. We can have dietary come in. We can have police come in and talk about a disruptive patient. Nursing assistants who have never given a bath before, we can actually practice on that. And we can go all the way up to the physician level. So it's everybody.
Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.
Hey, Jesse from WAMC. I'm so glad you could make it today. Thank you so much.